if I may, we have a majority caucus, and I'm going to apologize, but it is the chair's intent, as this committee usually does, is to handle things in a timely manner. Representative Donnelly indicates that he felt that possibly a committee substitute might be in order here.
Mr. Chairman, could I just make one statement? We've got people in teleconference. You know, I've been told by some members of the law enforcement community that they would have been inclined to support this amendment if there had been some initiative on behalf of the proponents of the amendment to increase the penalties for the use of a firearm in the commission of a crime. And I just wanted to say publicly that my staff and I worked for over 2.5, maybe 3 months this summer trying to devise a way to do that. We were frustrated time and time again by the current makeup of our criminal code. We ended up finally with trying to come up with a provision to prevent charge bargaining where a firearm was used, and we ended up with a 5-page memorandum why that was unconstitutional. And I know as a victim of a crime in which the use of the firearm was charge bargained out, I can imagine, you know, how serious that is. So we really sincerely tried to also utilize that vein here, and we strongly support that. And if it takes looking at the whole criminal code, well, then maybe that's eventually what we want to get to. But I strongly support increasing the penalties for the use of a firearm in the commission of a crime also.
Mr. Chairman, we would support that too.
What I might do, Representative Donnelly, you just handed me is this a suggested committee substitute?
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
What is your pleasure on this, sir? Do you want...
Well, Mr. Chairman, could you take this up tomorrow?
Yes, certainly.
At that time, I'd be prepared possibly to offer that committee substitute.
All right. As long as all parties get an opportunity to see it and discuss it with you, then.
Yeah, and I also like Representative Menard to have the opportunity to see it, too.
Yes, right. All right, what we will do is we're going... I'll take this up tomorrow. And we have an overview of the Department of Public Safety, then HB 114, HB 93, and JR 12. What I'm going to do tomorrow is right after the overview of the Department of Public Safety, I'm going to take this legislation up at the top of the calendar, because we would like to handle it in an expeditious manner. So with that, the State Affairs Committee is adjourned at 10:12. Thank you very much.